eyes and she was witty. She was proud and she was pretty. I knew that he just saw himself reflected in her beauty, and the light of his desire flickered like a fire in a mirror. And I know that she was wise to the limelight and the lies, and those peacocks with their feathers and their fists. I called her the lightning rod, and she called me the empathist. She said, you just might be civilized, as you were raised by women, so you got an inkling how the other half's been living. As she winked at me with one eye, smiled with the other, but she held me out at arm's length, called me little brother. And in the space between was a lifetime of dreams and those fairy tales some men can't resist. She was the patron saint of troubadours, and I was the empathist. Years go by and the scales fall from our eyes as we roll and rise on the wind. She was living in a trailer. Her kid had gone to college and her cheeks a little paler. And we sat up all night talking of the joy and the sorrow. We were both a little lonely, here today and gone tomorrow. I know that we tried between the tarot and the wine to find a whisper of kismet in a kiss. She always drew the empress, and I was drawn the empathist. Partner of the famous singer-songwriter. We were both outsiders, and I think that was the start of what became a kind of friendship. We were never lovers. We were drawn together.
I'm Stephen Fearing. We're at Stewart Park Festival in Perth, and you're listening to Folk Everything with Hugh on CFRC 101.9 in Kingston.
Are you heavy in your armor? Are you leaning on your sword? Is it time? Checked off all your boxes. Your order's all been filled. Or do you still have moss monsters that you have yet to kill. That you have yet to kill. We'll be right back.
That's a Danny Michel.
Folk everything. Folk wrong everything. Button. See, there's two mics in here, and I keep hitting the wrong button for which mic it is. And oh, okay, let's shut this guy up. There we go. All right, what do we have in that set? Okay. Oh, we started off with Stephen Fearing and The Empathist. Now, it was he told us a very funny story about that. He says it's not a word. Not really. But he was filling out a grant form, right? And what the grant people wanted was a list of songs he planned to record for this album. Well, he did it 2 years ago. So he was making up songs just to kind of fill it in. And he wrote down this name, The Empathist. Well, it was 2 years before he got around to recording the album. And he thought, oh, my God, now I got to write a song called The Empathist. I don't even know what it means. So he broke down and he wrote it. And as you can see, it turned out very nicely for him. We had Bassett in there. They warmed up for him last night. A husband and wife duo. They're magnificent, but you know that because I keep playing them. Nespa? Yeah. That was Ships at Sea from their In the Clay album, which is a couple of years old, but I know they're working on a new one. And Danny Michel from an album called Fibs Bill 25th Anniversary Remix. Came out in 2024, and that was Old Tattoo. Okay, there was a song I was going to play for you last week, nearing the end of the show, but I couldn't because we had a football game, and it's a very long song, and it just didn't fit, and so I did promise I would play it this week. So we're going to go back, boy, back in time. Back through the mists of charts and stuff. This is 1965, taken from an album called Highway 61 Revisited. You may have heard of it. It's a guy named Bob. Yeah. Desolation Row from Bob Dylan on Folk Everything on CFRC.
Selling postcards of the hanging. They're painting the passports brown. The beauty parlor is filled with sailors. The circus is in town. Here comes the blind commissioner. They've got him in a trance. One hand tied to the tightrope walker, the other is in his pants. And the riot squad, they're restless. They need somewhere to go. As Lady and I look out tonight from Desolation Road. She seems so easy. It takes one to know one. She smiles and puts her hands in her back pocket, Betty Davis style. And in comes Romeo, he's moaning. You belong to me, I believe. And someone says you're in the wrong place, my friend. You'd better leave. And the only sound that's left after the ambulances go is Cinderella sweeping up on Desolation Road. Almost hidden. The stars are beginning to hide. The fortune telling lady has even taken all her things inside. All except for Cain and Abel and the hunchback of Notre Dame. Everybody is expecting rain. And the good Samaritan, he's dressing, he's getting ready for the show. He's going to the carnival tonight on Desolation Row. She's 'neath the window. For her I feel so afraid. On her 22nd birthday, she already is an old maid. To her death is quite romantic. She wears an iron vest. Her profession's her religion. Her sin is her lifelessness. And though her eyes are fixed upon Noah's great rainbow, she spends her time peeking into Desolation Row. Einstein disguised as Robin Hood, with his memories in our trunk, passed this way an hour ago with his friend, a jealous monk. Now he looked so immaculately frightful as he bummed a cigarette. Then he went off sniffing drain pipes and reciting the alphabet. Patience, they are trying to blow it up. Now his nurse, some local loser, she's in charge of the cyanide hole, and she also keeps the cards that read "Have mercy on his soul." Across the street, they've nailed the curtains. They're getting ready for the feast. The Phantom of the Opera in a perfect image of a priest. Here a spoon-feeding Casanova to get him to feel more assured. Then they'll kill him with self-confidence after poisoning him with words. And the Phantom shouting to skinny girls, get out of here if you don't know. Casanova is just being punished for going to Desolation Row. Night, all the agents and the superhuman crew come out and round up everyone that knows more than they do. Then they bring them to the factory where the heart attack machine is strapped across their shoulders. And then the kerosene is brought down from the castles by insurance men who go check to see that nobody is escaping to desolation row. Praise be to Nero's Neptune. The Titanic sails at dawn. Everybody's shouting, which side are you? Yes, Elliot, fighting in the captain's tower, while Calypso singers laugh at them and fishermen hold flowers. Between the windows of the sea, where lovely mermaids flow, and nobody has to think too much about Desolation Row.
girl just down the aisle. Oh, to turn and see her smile. You can hear the words she wrote as you read her hidden note. Oh, to live on Sugar Mountain with the barkers and the colored balloons. You can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain. Oh, you're thinking that you're leaving there too soon. You're leaving there too soon. So you finally left your home and you started out to roam. And it's funny how you feel, 'cause you're finding out it's real. Barkers and the colored blues. You can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain. Oh, you're thinking that you're leaving there too. Oh, to live on Sugar Mountain with the barkers and the colored blues. You can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain.
Yeah, it's a good song. And I'm sure a lot of people do feel that way too.
Sure.
Even though you don't.
But that's why I wrote it, you know, there'll be new dreams, maybe better dreams before I've evolved in those. So he was very discouraged at that point. And I'm glad he's doing well now.
Your life's quite freely, but leave our children with their toys of peppermint and candy. For seagull, I don't want your wings, I don't want your freedom in a lie. Your thoughts, they are of Harlequin, your speech is of Quicksilver. Read your faces like a poem, kaleidoscope of hate words. For seagull, I don't want your wings, I don't want your freedom in a lie. On the quilted battlefield of soldiers dazzling made of toy tin, a big bomb like a child's hand could sweep them dead just so to win. For seagull, I don't want your wings, I don't want your freedom in a lie. As you fill your glasses with a wine of murdered Negro, out of beauty that spreads like morning sun glow. Seagull, I don't want your wings, I don't want your freedom in a lie. I pray your dreams are vivid screams of children dying slowly. As you polish up your guns, your real self be reflected. For seagull, I don't want your wings, I don't want your freedom in a lie. Thank you. wing. Damn your souls, a curse your grins, I stand here with a fading dream. Boss eagle, I don't want your wings, I don't want your freedom in a lie.
And Mission Food Bank could not exist without the loyalty, dedication, and support of volunteers, some of whom have been with us for over 30 years. Our team of volunteers consists of individuals who continually devote both their time and skills on a regular basis in an effort to make a positive impact on hunger and the food needs of the community. Volunteering has no age limits. Your commitment and energy is enough. It is a great way to make new friends and contribute to your community. Partners in Mission Food Bank volunteers provide essential services in many ways, including assembling daily hampers, sorting food donations, breaking down and portioning bulk items, packing eggs into cartons, keeping the warehouse safe and clean, and providing helpful input to other volunteers and staff. Interested in volunteering with Partners in Mission Food Bank? Please call our volunteer coordinator at 613-544-4100.
Guys, gals, non-binary pals, different circles is moving. Same day, different time slot. We're now on Fridays at 9 p.m. Join me from 9 to 10 p.m. for an adventure through sound. Who knows? You might just find your next favorite song.
Whoa, okay, different circles. Yeah, heard some of that last night. She was playing some good stuff, so you might want to check that out sometime. All right, what do we have in that set? Well, that was an old folky set just for you. Song that I didn't play last week because it was too long, didn't fit. I found time for it. Bob Dylan. We had Desolation Row. That's from the Highway 61 Revisited from 1965. My goodness. And yeah, that was Sugar Mountain. Neil Young's Sugar Mountain is done by Joni Mitchell. Now, that was on her Archive Volume 1 set that came out in 2020. I've never heard Joni cover that song before, so that was a bit of a treat. And Donovan in there. And that's going way back. Let's see. Yeah, all right, it's the same vintage as a Bob Dylan track. That was Donovan, Ballad of a Crystal Man from his Fairy Tale album. Again, 1965. Oh, gosh. Time flies when you're having a good time, doesn't it? Yeah. Okay, go Jays. The second game is on tonight. I'm going to be at the Grand Theater. So I have to record it like I did the game last night and then watch it while I'm trying to stay awake. Okay. That game's on tonight at, I think, 8 o'clock. Is that everything we played? Yeah, Donovan, Joni Mitchell, Bob Dylan. My God, it's like a hall, right? There's a folky hall of fame right there. All right, what do we got? Oh, now we're going to do an English folky hall of fame. Ha ha. Just because we can. We got Lindisfarne, whose big hit was Fog on the Tyne. Do you remember that? Fog on the Tyne. It's all mine, all mine. Anyway. Fog on the Tyne. But we're going to play Steppenwolf live from their Dealer's Choice album from 1998. I think that's when the CD came out. Yeah, because it's a 60s album. We're also going to have, some Steel Ice Band, some Fairport Convention, you know, the standard guilty parties of English folk, just for you. I'm reminding you that coming by in about an hour and 7 minutes, we got a football game for you. show, the football game intro show starts at 12:45. The game gets underway at 1. It's right here. So don't go anywhere. What do we got? Steppenwolf. Not the band, the song. This is Lindisfarne on Folk Everything.
I have to bring you some very, very depressing. The second half of the program, we would have in the studios with us tonight the Osmonds. Obviously, there's a lot of their fans here tonight, and it's certainly a pleasure that you could come along. Unfortunately, last night while he slept, little Jimmy Osmond was accidentally converted into an attractive picnic set for all the family. And they felt it wouldn't be really suitable for them to come after that. But instead, we were just up in the pub before the programme started, and we ran into this nice bunch of lads from the north of England, and they said they'd come along and play for us. They call themselves, Lindisfarne, that's it.
Nice of you to come along under such mitigating circumstances. I'd like to start off with a song called Steppenwolf, which is on the new album Roll On Ruby. Step into the light.
That little piece is written by Alan Hull, and lead vocals there by Ray Jackson. Also played some pretty mean blues tambourine, I thought. And this next one is a song that you should recognise.
Thank you. Wake up, John, it's time along gone. And come be slow, John, don't be slow. It's time to go, John, it's time to go.
Just to help me kneel, with a warder at my elbow and another at my heel. Marching in the morning down a path I've lately seen, I was sleeping in this garden, am I still within my dream? The echo of my heartbeat is the beating of a drum, and all the earth is singing with life's sweet hum. We filed in solemn silence, shuffled through a door, the place where life is taken for the letter of the law.
Shake the holy water, summon up the God. Dying's very easy, waiting's very hard.
A rope is hanging from the roof, the sight which puzzles me. I thought the gibbet and the card would make a gallows tree, but now all is revealed, stand there is the command. My feet are on the trapdoor with a rope around my hand. And now the executioner is shaking hands with me. My duty I must carry out, you poor fellow, says he. A strap tied around my feet and a bag upon my head, and then the noose which separates the living from the dead.
Shake the holy water, summon up the God. Dying very easy, waiting's very hard.
Fairy whispers to me, have you anything to say? My mouth is dry, my throat is tight, I answer, drop away. Silence now surrounds me, my heart is beating on. The trapdoor hardly moves at all, my life is still my own. Hear the hangman say, it's funny but it worked well, I tried it yesterday. All is ended now, they say your ordeal's nearly over, your life's as good as ended, but I hear their voices waver. Once more the malt is shaken, and again I hang in limbo, while the guards jump on the trapdoor and my body stands on tiptoe.
Shake the holy water, summon up the God. Dying's very easy, waiting's very hard.
They stand me in a corner with my hands and feet still tied. A warder holds on to the noose, the trapdoor opens wide. Is it magic or coincidence that keeps me on the brink? It seems to work without me, will it kill me now, I think? Please, I'm tired of living and I really want to die. I was taken to the scaffold and I heard the hangman cry, Lee, I'm truly sorry, forgive these hands of mine. He drew the bolt and I felt the jolt for the third and final time. My life was spared that morning because it wasn't theirs to take. Grease the bones of the law requires a man to feel the stake.
Okay, that's Fairport Convention and a thing called The Hanging Song. That's taken from the Babican Lee album. And it's the story of a guy who was convicted in a British court and sentenced to hang. Well, they tried that. Didn't work. Oh, dear. So they tried it again. Yes, indeed, it didn't work again. And they say, you know, third time's the charm. It wasn't. It didn't work again. So they had to commute his sentence. They said, God doesn't want this man dead, so we're not going to hang him. And I thought, well, that seems like a very fair thing to do. So that was the album of Babican Lee from Fairport Convention. Came out in 1971, and that was The Hanging Song. We had Steel Ice Band in there as well from their Hark the Village Wait from 1970, and The Lowlands of Holland from the great Steel Ice Band. And Fairport Convention, Steel Ice Band, and Lindisfarne starting us off with Steppenwolf live, the Dealer's Choice album, 1998. I think that's the CD release of that because the album's much older. Okay. All right. Yeah, I just go on the information that I get, and who knows what's going to happen. All right. I don't know what we're going to play next. I haven't figured it out, but let's just see. What do we got here? Oh, let's shake it up a little. How about that? Okay. We're going to play you a thing called The Birds of Australia. Where is it? There it is. I had some guests in here during the last hour or so, and they were just fascinated. Had never been in a radio station before. Daisy and her boyfriend, they're from Brazil. I mean, didn't know Joni Mitchell. They're from Brazil. So they sat in for the last hour or so, and they had a great time, and I want to thank them so much for stopping by. I know her boyfriend's heading back to Brazil in the next few while. Alexa's a little while. She's still going to be here, going to school, I think. Anyway, who knows? She may stop by again. But let's see. We had Lindisfarne, Steppenwolf, Lindisfarne with Steppenwolf, Steel Ice Band in the Lowlands of Holland, and Fairport Convention's Hanging Song. So now, we're going to play you all the way from Peterborough. This is the Burning Hell. And the Birds of Australia, right here on Folk Everything on CFRC.
Degrees, but it feels like 36 with the humidity. My skin is crispy, like I'm an extra in Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. You turn up the oscillating fan, and you bring a bowl of ice to me, and that's nice for me. But it's like an oven inside your child.
Maybe name each one.